Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. J.S., James Kane, Natalie Robinson, and Angelina. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA livestreams. Before we get started, this episode contains brief moments of body horror, claustrophobia, paranoia, and character betrayal. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
No, he's got no idea where the tapes are. He's pissed about it, though. And I doubt he's going to stop looking for answers any time soon.
And Sam...
He's okay. I've got him tucked away somewhere Chief will never find him. He's safe.
Where?
Like, I can't say it now. I'm taking enough of a risk just calling you even from a payphone.
Got it. Should we keep our old rendezvous, or...
No. It won't work anymore. Chief will be watching me like a hawk from here on. Look, I'll figure out a way to get back in touch with you if I need to. Toss your burner phone as soon as you hang up.
Got it. Good luck, Bill.
Yeah, same to you, Maria. I hope I see you again.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God damn it. How you doing back there, Sam?
How do you think? Where are we?
Rest area, just past Topaz. It's usually pretty quiet, so we should be safe to stretch our legs for a bit. Oh, here.
Thanks.
Sorry. I had to keep them on for Morrison's sake. He has to think you're... well...
gotten rid of?
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
Oh, of course not. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
That's not what I mean.
Sam.
How on earth are you okay with him ordering you to kill me? You didn't even question it.
He made a mistake. That's all. He's worked up about everything with the Echo. He's probably just trying to make sure that...
He knew about the Echo before we did, Bill. He was working with her from the start.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Best guess, this was all some kind of test to see if I'm still connected to the lake. To see if he could use me. It doesn't all add up, but... Does it really matter?
He must have had a reason.
Yeah, he's a fucking psychopath.
Look, you don't know Morrison, Sam. Not like I do. And he isn't crazy. He doesn't hurt people unless he absolutely needs to. And he doesn't do things like this without a reason.
How much did you know?
What?
How much did you know about Morrison's plan before tonight? About why he hired me?
Sam, we don't have time for this right now.
Then keep it short, if you can.
Not much. Look, I knew Morrison was interested in you, what you did in Agate Shore, how you were adjusting, stuff like that. So he asked me to... Well, he ordered me to spy on you.
He... What?
He told me to keep an eye on you and see how you were doing with the Sheridan case, and he... Well, he asked me to plant a cassette in your office for you to find.
Wait, that wasn't...
Yeah, it was. Look, Sam, I'm really sorry about that.
You put my tape in Anna's case? When?
The morning that we ran into DeWitt, right after you went to go get coffee for Rob. Listen, I'm really sorry, Sam.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah. More than you can know.
Did you know what I am before tonight?
No.
Would you have done anything different if you had?
We better get moving. We've got a long way to go still.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Goodbye, Lieutenant Tyler.
Oh, of fucking course I got all that on tape. Ned! Ned, where are you?
Look, man, Sheridan's gone, and I just want to talk, okay? Great. Now I've lost both of them. Note to self, stop inviting people out to karaoke. It never ends well.
Of course, they both left as soon as it happened. Yes, I know it was a bit much, but I didn't have a whole lot of other options. Thought we'd be done by then. I couldn't think of a faster way to empty the bar. Fine. No. That wasn't why I did it. It was annoying me. I didn't expect everyone to get so wound up about it, is all. I guess not, but still. No, you listen. He'll be fine. You pay the manager off, he gives him a nice little Christmas bonus, and everyone forgets about... No, I don't think you're made of money, but I know you have enough of it lying around. You don't need to worry about it. Not half as much as you pretend to, at least. Yes, I can still make it in time. If I hurry. Right. See you in a bit. Stupid grease, son of a bitch.
What the hell was that about? Look, I don't know how much of that the recorder picked up, Sam. But Ned's acting really shady right now. He's getting into his car. I mean, it definitely sounds like he's in a hurry to be somewhere. And if he's going to meet someone right now, well, I don't really know if he's up to it with how much he's been drinking. I should probably follow him for a bit. Make sure he's all right. I don't think Ned's ever seen my car, so he shouldn't notice me if I... Oh, shit, he's moving. Okay. I stopped the recorder when I left the parking lot, and it's been about 30 minutes since then. Like, I'm a few miles out of town now, and Ned just turned off the highway onto one of those little service roads out here, but I don't know where he thinks he's going. I don't think there's anything out here. And the road he's on just looks like it goes straight out into the middle of the desert. Thankfully, there's not much of a moon tonight, so I can probably follow him without being seen, so long as I turn my lights off. It's probably going to be murder on my car, but I need to make sure he's okay. Good, I can still see his taillights from back here. He's about half a mile ahead of me, so hopefully he won't notice. I'm honestly really worried about him. I don't know where he's going or what he's doing out here, but he's clearly not in the best place right now. And if he's meeting with someone out here, then... Whoa! Sorry. I don't... Oh shit, he's getting further. That was really weird. I don't know what happened, but I just felt like someone knew I was here. Not like someone was watching me, but just like that feeling you get when someone knows you're lying and you know they know, except it was like someone knew everything I was thinking, but there's something supernatural out here. And Ned's driving straight towards it. Is it controlling him somehow? That might explain what he did at the bar, but... Wait, he's turning off. He's stopping. What are you doing there, buddy? I can't see you there. Okay, Ed just disappeared on me. Either he knows I'm here and he's hiding behind his car, or, well, I don't know what. I guess if he knows I'm here, then there's no point in hiding. I might as well just ask him what he's up to. What the hell? He's gone. How can he be gone? There's nowhere to hide out here. It's flat all the way to the highway. What are you playing at, Ned? Okay. There are his footprints. They're faint, but it looks like he stepped out of the car, walked about 5 paces due east, and... what is that? There's some kind of metal plate in the ground here. It's round and flat, like a manhole cover, but hinged. It looks pretty hefty, too. It's recessed into the ground and painted the same color as the dirt around it. So, you can't really see anything unless you're standing on top of it. There's no markings. No handle. I mean, I guess that would make it too easy to spot. There's a groove in the side of it that should let me... Okay. It looks like it leads down into some kind of vertical shaft. There's a ladder built into the side of it. It's about 50 feet to the bottom, as far as I can tell. I can't see anything else down there, but...
long enough to get it. And close midtown to make sure it wasn't followed. Were you? No. Let's go.
Is that... no, it can't be. Something is definitely wrong here. I'm going to leave this thing running and I'm going down. I need to see if Ned's okay. Maybe figure out what's going on with him. Oh god, that's a long way down. What the hell was this thing built for? I can barely move in here. I bet Ned didn't have any problems. The skinny little... oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm okay. Just lost my grip and fell a couple of stories. Or maybe just a few feet. I can't really tell in the dark. Oh, God, I hate this. Okay, I made it down. Great. Never doing that again. At least... oh god, not until I have to climb back up. Perfect. Wow. It's way bigger than I expected it to be. It looks like some kind of service tunnel, maybe. The roof is at least 16 feet high, and the whole thing's about two lanes wide. It's paved, so I think it was a road at some point, but I have no idea where it leads. The tunnel looks like it collapsed about 20 yards down, but it's clear the other way. I think that's where I heard Ned's voice coming from, too, so I guess that's where I'm going. God, I really should have brought a better flashlight. This one's barely doing anything down here. That feeling's back. That feeling like someone knows I'm here. It's not quite as bad now, but it's still really unnerving. Like there's someone staring at me from inside my own head. Oh God, the sooner I get Ned out of here, though. Huh. There's a metal door built into the side of the tunnel here. I think it's supposed to lead into a side room or maybe some kind of passage. It's bolted shut, though. And there's... well, it looks like there used to be some kind of logo or insignia on it, but it's been burned off. Probably with a blowtorch by the look of it. The only thing that's still visible is a couple of letters along the bottom. PMKCTS. And then the rest of it is too scorched to read. It looks like there are a couple more doors around the tunnel. All sealed and burned. Someone clearly wanted to hide what they were doing here. I'm guessing the tunnel didn't just collapse on its own either. What the hell is this place? It looks like some kind of bunker, but I've never heard of it.
Damn it, Luro! Come with me now! Now!
No. No, that's definitely Morrison. What is he doing here? Okay, there's another door up ahead, a bigger one, and it's not sealed off. It's almost like a vault door, or maybe a small blast door. Yeah, that would make sense if this was some kind of fallout shelter. But then why would there be rooms out here? Unless it wasn't built to keep things out. Come on, Ned might need your help in there. You can't leave him like this. Okay, that's wide enough to get in. Get Ned out of there, go back up that ladder, and forget this ever happened. Come on, Tyler, just go. Oh. This is... this isn't what I was expecting. It's a large, round room about the size of a basketball court. It's two stories high with a couple of these steel doors leading off in different directions. It looks like they've all had their markings burned off, too. The room's been pretty much stripped bare. There's just a half dozen metal boxes crowded around the middle of the room with a few work lights around it. Where are they getting the power from down here? I can't see any sign of Ned. I'm guessing he and Morrison went through one of those doors. I have no idea which one. I'm just gonna try and get a better look at these. Well, to be honest, they almost look like refrigerators, just bigger and with a glass pane on the front. I could probably fit inside of one if I had to. Not a good idea, probably, but shit. just got another wave of that feeling. It's way stronger in here. It almost feels like it's coming from one of those cages. Is that what they are? Oh my God! It's him. David Nathan Robinson. Horizium, or at least what's left of him. The fungus. Well, I think there's more fungus than person now. I thought they burned his body. The biohazard crew. They came in and they took it away as soon as we got there. God, if anyone from Temple Profetum finds this, they'll... Oh, Jesus. A couple of mushrooms just sprouted from his forehead and made him turn this way. It's almost like he's looking at me, but he's dead. Even if he wasn't, his eyes are... Stop looking at him, or you're gonna be sick. God, I might just be sick anyway. Okay. There are 6 cages in here. They're arranged in like a half circle. They all have glass fronts, and they look pretty heavy duty. Huh. I can see a logo on this one. Part of one, at least. Some kind of star shape. And the letters ISP something. It's kind of worn off. It looks like some kind of old aerospace company. I can't see much else from where I'm standing. I really don't want to get any closer than I have to. All I can see is there's some kind of silver-blue light coming from the cage next to Robinson's. I think it might be whatever was in Lara's barn. The alien or whatever it was. Is this where they all ended up? Is this where all the creatures we found went after Morrison showed up and... There's something else. Right in the middle of the room. It's between the cages. It looks like some kind of like wooden chair with, I guess, straps or restraints on the armrests. Some kind of metal bowl-shaped object attached to an articulated arm on the back of the... It looks like an electric chair. Jesus. What the hell are they doing down here? Shit.
Stop trying to distract me from your screw-up, Laurel.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that a sine wave spike like that doesn't happen by accident. Something must have set him off. If it wasn't a power surge, then...
Doesn't matter. If that's the worst that damn fungus can throw at us, then we'll be fine.
I still don't think we should risk trying it again. Not tonight.
I thought you said the system could handle losing one of them.
I said it might. We still don't know how this setup works. Not exactly. We're just making guesses based on old blueprints and a couple of outdated theories. If this backfires...
Do you think it will?
No. It's working, just... The point of ingress is still too large. We need all the power we can get in order to close it.
More power? What, do you think I just have spare monsters lying around for you to use up?
Do you?
For God's sake, Leroux, we don't have time for this. These attacks are getting worse, and sooner or later, one of them will find this place. Then it's back to square one for both of us.
That won't be necessary. I just need some more time before...
Drop the act, Leroux.
What?
Don't make me repeat myself. You used that face to hide the truth from the rest of them. I'd hate to think you were lying to me.
Yes.
Better. Now, DeWitt, are you going to get me results, or do I have to put you back in that cage?
I'll get you your results. Not like you've given me much of a choice.
No, I haven't. More of a choice than I gave your fellow monsters, though. Can't ignore that.
So, you've got me here. You've got your creatures in their cages and robbed away. Happy now?
I won't be happy until you close this door for good. And the only monster I have to deal with is you. Now, get back in that chair and try again. Shit. Shit. Leroux is... He's not. And Morrison is trying to... Shit! I trusted him! I backed him up with Kate, and all that time, he was that... That thing! How did I not... Shit. I need to pull over. God. Can I not just have one partner who's normal? Is it too much to ask that this one goddamn thing finally makes the tiniest bit of sense? Or do I not even get that much? Is this what I get for... What were they talking about in there? Side waves and points of ingress closing something? What? Were they talking about the place where these things are coming from? Are they trying to cut them off somehow? I need to talk to Sam. Figure out what to do. He'll know what's going on. And if DeWitt's back, then... Well, I don't know. I don't want to think of what would happen if I had told him where Sam was. No, fuck. I can't leave town now. Morrison would know something's up, and Ned... DeWitt would get suspicious. I can't call him, and I can't send Rob up there. It's too risky. Maybe. Come on. Come on, pick up Maria.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 41, Darkness Visible. Starring Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, and Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spotts and Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Luis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.